Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Jerry Bell, the commander with the American Legion of Nashville Post 13. And I want to thank all of you for being here this morning. And I do feel honored to be asked to speak at such a special event. And I never knew much about the American Revolutionary War until I was asked to do this. But those men that fought in that war had one of the worst wars there was to fight. There was more men that died from starvation and disease than was actually killed in combat. So if you think about how rough that had to have been, they went through some rough times. And everybody needs to have their hats off to all those soldiers in the American Revolutionary War. At this time, I'm going to have Ron to give the invocation. He's our chaplain at the American Legion out here in Nashville, and he's our veteran service officer also. So if everybody would get ready for the prayer.
I'd like to read something here.
Okay, first. He's got a...
This will take about 4 minutes to read through this. It'll prepare our hearts for this. Have you ever wondered what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured, and then they died, before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons serving during the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed the Declaration, and they pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers, jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, men of means, well educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well what the penalty was, and that it would bring death if they were captured. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept away at sea by the British Navy. He sold his home, properties, to pay the debts, and he died in rags. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. Vandals or soldiers looted the properties of Dillery, Hall, Clymer, Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson Jr. noted that the British General Cornwallis had taken over Nelson's home for his headquarters. He quietly urged General George Washington to open fire. His home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within a few months. John Hart had driven from his wife's bedside, while she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields, his gristmill, were laid to waste. For more than a year, they lived in forests, caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children had vanished. A few weeks later, he died himself from exhaustion and a broken heart. Norris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Such were the stories and the sacrifices of the American Revolution. These were not wild-eyed, ramble-rousing ruffians. They were soft-spoken men of means, well-educated. They had security, but they valued liberty more. Standing tall, straight, and unwavering, they pledged for the support of this declaration with firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence. We mutually pledge together, each other today, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Just bow your head, close your eyes, remove your covers for me. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this, for all that has come before us, the men and women, and that they've given so much. And God, and we just ask that you would be with each one of us to help us to understand and to walk these traits out in our own lives. And God, we thank you for the family of William Wilkerson. God, we ask and pray a blessing over them. And we're just honored by the presence. And we're honored to be a part of this today. And we just ask you, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Okay, we're going to have the presentation of the callers by the Sons of the American Revolutionary War.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I got it. Forward. Push. Post the colors. Ready? Two. Color guard. Left. Face. Color guard. Forward. Push.
We can. We'll have Colleen Hoover is going to do the national anthem for us.
Those of you who wish can join in. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we're going to have the posting of the callers by the INSSAR caller guard.
Daddy,
and it's already posted. And Jeanette Ricker, she's going to do the from the Historical Society. We'll turn it over to her from the William Wilkerson Patriot and Finance.
I'm going to just give you a short background of William. When I studied about the Revolutionary War, I concentrated my studies on Lilith Postle. And most of mine was based on what George Washington did and the in Morristown, New Jersey. I had no idea what an important pivotal part of this whole thing was, the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. The British had thought that they would come all over. Because if I head count, there was more the people that were going to be loyalists.
Yeah.
And it was true. These men, like William Wilkerson, rallied around the freedom they wanted, the country they wanted to form. And the first battle that William Wilkerson was in, it was a group of British soldiers and a regiment of Scottish soldiers. From research we find that the Wilkersons came from either Great Britain or Scotland. So, as like in the Civil War, this was brother against brother. And these men wanted freedom of every fiber of their being, so much so that they were willing to fight against what was their fellow countrymen for our freedom. Our freedom to be able to be here today. It was when William was in his 90s that one of his brothers from Louisville, Kentucky got word up here, hey, you might be able to draw pensions. I believe it was at 94. But two of the boys loaded him up in the wagon, and they didn't go down to PC Steel and up 46 to Bloomington. This was part of Monroe County then. But the way to get there is one of those, you can't get there from here. If you're familiar with Stonehenge, the marker says Fairfax. The people of Brown County say the town was laid out, but it was never created. Well, I got news for Brown County. It was a town. They had a stagecoach line, a distillery, and a hotel. And what else does a person need in life? So anyway, they hitched the wagon. This was William Wilkerson's farm. They went down from what would have been, if you were trying to get across Bloomington from Stonehenge, which you can't do now, but they followed the creek beds down to Fairfax, which is Smithville, and up to close proximity to what the old Knight Bridge Road would be today. And he, from memory, cited everything he needed to make him honored as a Revolutionary War veteran. He was in three conflicts. He served for himself. And the fourth time he went back in was in substitution for another man. Before the war, he was about 12 years old when the British was stomped for the French and Indian War down there in the Carolinas. So I think that inspired him to know this can be done. We have freedoms now that we would never have without these brave men that risked their entire inheritance and everything. And the first one mentioned on that list that Mr. Higgins read was a Carter Braxton. One of his descendants lives down here on Deckard Ridge Road. So we brought together a lot of the deep history into this little gathering today. And William Wilkerson, he had two wives. At the time he went to file for his pension, he never stated what the name of the first wife was. So there's 10 missing children that we don't know anything about. So anytime anybody says, well, we're not related to the Wilkersons of Brown County. You don't know, we don't know. Another thing is that we have a group from Solomon Wilkerson, which was William's oldest son in the second marriage, here today. And they are what I call the Green County Wilkersons, because Solomon founded Salisbury, Indiana. Solomon stayed there. William came back here and bought his property right here. And his desire was to be buried in his own property right where he is. Now, we're in here in a pretty nice place, but it took a lot of heroes to get us here. It took the veterans to come up here in the hot July sun
and clear it. It took the DAR and the SAR to get together and help us. And how I got in this, I really don't know, but oh, it's been a joy to be a part of it. We have guest books to sign. If you want more information, I'm the one to handle that. We have also our archivist, Rhonda Dunn, is here, our president of the Historical Society, Ivan, whatever his last name is, Lancaster, and many, many faces that I know, and Pauline said she holds many hats in our societies. But anyway, we love our county. I hold dual citizenship of Brown and Monroe. I come from mixed marriage, too. My dad was a Republican. My mother was a Democrat. And so you can imagine what it looked like. We knew to vote. But we also knew we better keep our mouth shut on the way to the poll because there was going to be arguing all the way.
Mother knows best.
She was a Democrat.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. My cousin Ron Williamson here testify the fact that my dad and my grandfather Williamson would spend the hours screaming at each other. They'd crawl in the deepest of snow to cancel each other's vote out. But they all loved each other, and I have received the love from all of, you know, and I say in all sincerity, in this day and age, some of us are going through what our forefathers did, because times people don't know what patriotism is all about. We do know it, or we wouldn't be here today, and I am so thankful for that. This country is going to be strong as long as we stay on our knees. And I can take some questions if you have them, but I think I've said enough. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Jim Grady, and a lot of mm-hmm. people from Brown County know Jim. Do you know what his relationship was? How many greats?
Did we say five or six?
Well, I'm three. Jerry would have been three, and Jim would have been four G's.
So that's what I would be.
Yeah. Are you one? Are you Bobby?
No, I'm.
Oh, there's that sweet little thing.
I'm the same generation as Jim, even though he's a lot older than me.
Now, I have to tell, a Williamson causes trouble wherever they go, so I will have to tell this.
Careful.
Well, it's too late now. I went in to see Buddy Bob at the Brighton Williamson Insurance Office, and I says, would it offend you if I told you that the older you get, the more you look like Dave Williamson? He says, yes, it would. Now, he was the ring bearer for Rod's sister Donna's wedding. So, I mean, they were close. But that's how the Williamsons and the Wilkersons talked back and forth. So, you gotta love us. Okay, is there anything else?
Jeanette, would you have people get their programs out so we can do the prayer? We want you to lead the prayer.
I'll lead the prayer. Is it next?
Here, yes. Here's the program.
Here's the prayer. You're supposed to do the dedication.
And here, just pass this to Jeanette. We have a few left.
Have you got one?
And we all want to say this together because it's...
Anybody up here need one?
It's...
Betty?
Yeah.
Hi. Good to see you. Some of you are mumbling under your breath.
Anybody else?
Well, I'm going to do my best.
Okay, anybody else want a program?
I do.
Yes.
Okay. One over there. And can you pass down?
Okay.
And there's two there.
Okay.
There's two.
Okay. We need a...
Okay, that's the last one.
Oh, we're here.
No, that's okay. We can look on.
Are we ready?
I'll give this one back.
It's supposed to be in unison, and I'm not a very good unison person. I drug it wrong, but it's Our Father in heaven,
we thank thee for thy abiding presence in the life of our country. We thank thee for all those yesterdays of our human race, whose lessons and fulfillment has become our heritage to us. Today we dedicate this great marker to the memory of William Wilkerson, who served for North Carolina in the American Revolution. His memory lives on in his descendants and in their family. May all here present serve what we need, as William Wilkerson did, each in his own way, by being patriotic citizens of the United States of America.
Now, can I see a show of hands that are veterans? Because some of you are very incognito. And I know of one World War II veteran here. Are there more than one? My husband is a World War II veteran. Is anybody else in the W2? I got another, huh? I bet you're older, though. And then we had Korean War veterans, and God bless the Vietnam War veterans. But bless all of you. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the people in my family that chose me.
We have
an
Iraq and
Afghanistan
veteran
here too. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't mean to leave anybody
yeah.
out.
But anyway, as I said a little bit earlier, that all the men that fought in the American Revolutionary War, they had it about as bad as anybody could ever imagine. And I thought during the Vietnam War that we had it rough, but everybody, Korean War, the temperatures they had to fight through, and then the World War II and World War I, it just seems like the farther back you go, the worse it was. And in Vietnam, we didn't have it near as bad as we thought we did once I looked up the American Revolutionary War, because those gentlemen really had it rough. Now we're going to have the laying of the wreath by the Bloomington chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolutionary War.
Stand there a minute.
Okay, we thank you all for being here, and this will be the... Okay, I'm sorry. We do have to do the presentation on the slide here. Okay.
Mr. Williamson, God bless you, sir. On behalf of the President of the United States, Brown County Honor Guard, and a grateful nation, we present you with the flag which your loved one and your relations so faithfully and honorably served.
He's the oldest, guys.
And we thank you all again
for coming out for this
great opportunity for the Irvington family.